Hey everybody, this is Josh from BoulderVoiceLessons.com. Today is a audio podcast about how to free your voice. So this whole idea of singing with tension, it's just, you know, it's no fun. So today we're talking about how to free your voice and how to sing without any tension, okay? The concept of singing is a pretty simple thing, right? You breathe in, air fills up your lungs, and then air is pushed out of your lungs through multiple muscular contractions. And it passes through your vocal cords, and the space above your vocal cords, known as the pharynx, is this malleable tube that can get longer and wider and shorter, or whatever. It can be tight, it can be loose, but that tube is the most responsible for most of your tone, your timbre, and your own unique sound of your voice. Above that resonating tube is the big arch in the back of your mouth. So if you're in, you know, the car and you're not driving, look in the rearview mirror and go, ah, and see that big arch in the back of your mouth, right? That's, you know, the space above that and behind that, that's commonly referred to as the soft palate. You may have heard of that. That's like when you're in the doctor and you go, ah, they want to be able to look down your throat because that is the biggest opening that the doctor can get from you. So the more distance between the top of the soft palate, that's ah, the top part there, and the larynx, which is, you know, the encased place, the organ in which your vocal cords remain, the longer that space, the more options you're going to have in terms of your tone. So after, you know, the lungs and after the air passes through the vocal cords and then after it goes past the larynx and then goes out of the pharynx, it's kind of like a 90 degree angle. So it's it is easily reflected out of your mouth, okay? So it shoots out of your mouth, the sound, that is, further being shaped by the lips, the tongue, and even your teeth. The more relaxed and the more space you have in those areas that I just mentioned, the freer and easier it's going to be for you to sing. So tension really comes from tight muscles. So a tight throat, a tight soft palate, a tight tongue, tight lips, and you know, the funny looking faces that we make while we're singing. So go ahead and try it right now. Can you purse your lips really tightly in an ooh shape and try and sing an ooh vowel? So it's like, oh, ooh, ooh. Okay. Now with the same vowel ooh, but with the high ah space of the dropped jaw and that high arch in the back of the throat, an inspired ah breath and a high soft palate, sing an ooh. So how am I going to do that? All right, I'm going to breathe on in an ah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, so that's the free. That's the free, no tension sound. Okay. Ooh, ooh. That's the tight sound with the tight lips. All right. There's a lot more sound, right? Now, for the sake of another contrast, let's tilt your chin down so that it touches your chest, right? You know, way down here, like you're cramming your chin on your larynx, right? Or just put your chin down until it's, you know, slightly uncomfortable. You know, raise your shoulders, create lots of tension in your tongue in some unusual twisty shape, and try and sing an ah vowel, right? Oh, that is, my friends, what tension feels like. That's what tension sounds like, okay? Now, I know I want to. You probably want to raise your chin, stretch out your neck, relax your tongue. You know, let's reset here. Take a sip of water. Take a deep breath. Let's try that again. Now, all right, with your head gently and easily perched atop your neck, right? This is good posture. We're not with tension standing up straight. We're just easily, you know, standing up straight. Your head can easily turn from side to side, the jaw easily opening, right? So just like you're standing there being a mouth breather, right? All right, and then just tilt your head back, just the top part of your jaw and your the top part of your teeth, right? Ah, okay. So that is the beginning of a tension-free sound. So the top of your teeth are moving away. Your head is tilting back on its axis. You're not leaning back, right? You'll know if you're leaning back because that creates tension, right? Relax the tongue. Take a nice ah breath. And then just feel the space in the back of your throat and your soft palate heighten, okay? Now, just let the air come out of the lungs and keep the same space in the back of the throat and sing an easy chest tone on an ah vowel. Ah, ah. Just let the air come out, okay? Right? If you're doing it right, my friends, that is singing without tension. The problem with tension comes when you're either trying to sing out of your normal range and you feel like you have to squeeze the sound out in order to prevent it from cracking, or maybe there are lots of words that are tangling up your throat and your tongue as you try to sing them all. As my friends and my great teacher, Franco Bertacchi, says, never let a consonant get in the way of a good sound. Okay? Now, what do I mean by that? It takes a lot of practice, and we don't always want to sound like, Count Chocula from Transylvania when we sing, but we certainly want to stay open and free while we're singing. Some genres of music, like rap, pop music, and rock and roll, require more of a spoken tone, while gospel, soul, opera, and certainly other older musical theater tunes require more of a longer line, a legato, and more of a sung sound, right? There's lots of examples of this in the videos that I have up on Facebook, excuse me, up on YouTube. And just listen, listen, listen to other types of genres, okay? Think about it. Are these people speaking a lot while they're singing, or is there more of a sung legato line in their sound? So whatever the genre of music that you are most interested in, the main thing is to sing without tension. The purpose of this podcast is to sing without tension. So always go back to the exercises that we just talked about to determine whether or not you're singing with tension. If the song is too high for you, take it down a couple of steps. There's no shame in that. And if the song is too low for you, take it up a couple of steps. There are way too many apps and programs that can transpose a song to whatever key you like. Many times you can purchase a song and it'll tell you, or you can ask for any key you want. I know there's a great program in which you can just scan a sheet of music into this program. It might be Sibelius, and then it will literally retranscribe it into, and you can print it in any key you want. So, don't let the key determine how much tension you are going to have in your singing. If you're currently in a show and the song is too high for you or too low for you, that's a little bit of another animal altogether. This is a little tough, but it's time to really look in the mirror and determine what type of voice you are. If you're getting cast in something that requires a part of your voice that's not ready or not ever going to be ready or there, or you're never going to have that high A flat or high C, chances are you are going to do more harm than good to your voice by being involved in that particular character, role, or voice type. This is tough, right? We determine so much of our self-worth by, all right, I got cast, now I got to sing this note. I mean, that is a lot of fear and a lot of stress that you're going to have to deal with if the only thing that you're really concerned about is, oh God, am I going to sing that high C or that high G or whatever at the end of this thing? I mean, honestly, you should be looking forward to those high notes. So, for instance, I am a bass. Okay, it took me a long time to come to terms with that. I wanted to be an awesome high tenor, getting the lead roles in every show, whatever, Broadway show. But after I realized I would never be a tenor, I really tried to be a baritone, a really, lyric baritone, singing the beautiful high soaring lines in the operas and winning every competition with these great arias. But that never really worked out for me because I was singing with tension. I was never getting cast as a baritone and certainly not a tenor. Although I was cast in a tenor line once and it I squeaked through it, but I don't recommend and will never do that ever again. But anyway, I finally made the switch to, my true voice, which is bass, and I was singing bass repertoire, and then I was really starting to get noticed and hired, and then I'm currently still working as a professional opera singer. But it took me a long time to be okay with that and what voice type I was, and for me, just to be honest with myself. Your journey is your journey, and it's gonna. You'll be going down the line and maybe you'll veer off to the left and then something will happen and then you'll get back to the middle line and then you'll veer off to the right and then you'll, get back to that middle line. Okay. So that's your journey. And a lot of your journey is trial and error. You're going to try, you're going to fail, you're going to try, you're going to succeed. And then you really have to take stock of what it is that you are succeeding with or failing with. All right. Anyway, that's all for today. Thanks, everybody. Check it out, bouldervoicelessons.com. There's a YouTube page in there. Just search Boulder Voice Lessons. Subscribe, like, comment if you can. And let me know if you got any questions. Info@bouldervoicelessons.com. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.